Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you?
Vicki, I would like to know, first of all, what company have I called?
You've called a third-party call center, ma'am. We provide customer support for online vendors, and we're located in Central Alabama.
Okay. I don't know how I got your number, and I don't know what you can do to help me, but I have currently a pending almost $60 withdrawal out of my checking account, and I'm trying to figure all this out. They had a promo for something on Facebook, which I, like a nut, decided to do, and now I've got a $60, almost $60 withdrawal out of my account for what was supposed to be $2.95.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with
that.
I don't
want this. I don't want this $59. I want this back in my account. So I don't want to go to the Better Business Bureau, but that's my next step. So.
Okay, ma'am, I'd be more than happy to assist you. To locate your account, I'll need your zip code, please.
Okay, it's 45039.
And your first and last name?
First name is Linda, and the last name is McEwen, McKeown.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes on your account, Ms. McEwen, can you verify your shipping address?
7404 Wildberry Court, Mainville, Ohio, 45039.
Thank you, Ms. McEwen. I understand your concern. I'll be more than happy to assist you today. First, just let me explain how the charge was incurred. You did a survey or something saying you could win a KitchenAid mixer. There's a term. What they did was, when they asked you for that shipping, for the shipping and handling, I mean the money, what they do is they enroll you in something called Bites Hub. It's a mobile food app that encourages healthy eating by giving you tips on how to turn food into real energy. The thing is, you have to be enrolled in this mobile food app, Ms. McEwen, to be in a sweepstakes to win the mixer. But they charged you $59.89 because that's how much it is monthly for this Bites Hub app. They do offer it for $20 a month. I can get it canceled out for you, ma'am. No problem. And refund it. Just a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you haven't disputed the charge with your bank, have you? Because if it's already been disputed
with you. No, I haven't. Because this just happened. I want to get it done.
Okay, great.
I just thought, no. Because, first of all, it's going to overdraw my account.
Okay. Well, instead of refunding it, I'm going to void it. Because it's still pending, that it should, the charges will just drop off, and it shouldn't interrupt anything else. Because I just voided it out.
Okay. And because I was. I mean, it's like I should never have done that. I should never. I don't believe in doing this, and you know, it comes out being just what I thought it was. Something I.
Just a moment. Okay, here we go. Okay. Computer froze up on me. Okay, Ms. McEwen, I've refunded that money back to your MasterCard ending 2946. I didn't refund it. I voided it. That's expedited getting back on your card. The charges will just drop off. But I did also send you a void confirmation email to lmcewen45@gmail.com. You should get that shortly. The longest it'll take is 48 hours because they're computer generated. Sometimes it takes a few minutes. Sometimes it takes 24 to 48 hours. But I canceled out that account, so they won't rebill you. And I have a cancellation number when you're ready, ma'am.
I am ready.
Okay, your cancellation number, Ms. McEwen, is going to be C, as in cat, 920-564-313.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. C as in pop, 920-564-313.
That's it.
Okay.
And you'll have that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days, if not sooner, ma'am.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
And if it doesn't, I will be calling back. If this does not go through, I will call back. So
it's going to go through. You have a zero balance on the screen now. So I sent it back to your account, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very
have
welcome.
A good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye.